Welcome back, everyone. Today, we're going to be talking to Jan Kronberg about some of the pretty interesting applications being developed internally within Zasmic. Jan, I want you to kind of start off with the origin story and just walk the audience through an overview of what these applications entail. Why did you even kind of begin developing them in the first place?
Yeah, thanks, Aram. I mean, all these things that we're building are necessity and things that we're doing repeatedly every day, right? I mean, for instance, we're always trying to make proposal for big software or AI development projects. And usually what we do is we show a prototype or things like this. And based on that prototype, we derive an SOW, and then in that SOW, you know, there is obviously estimate timelines and so forth, right? So there, when we started this business, we would just use Figma and produce a clickable prototype. And we basically decided to build a couple of things based on the meaning of a client, right? We would define an SOW and a primitive prototype. So what does it mean? I know, like, we meet, you know, hundreds of clients a year, right? And we do something like 300 SOW every year, which is huge. So it's almost one a day, right? What happened was, we decided to streamline that entire process. And we would record this meeting with the client that we have and derive the scope based on that. Based on that scope, we would produce automatically using our application in SOW with timeline and so forth, and a primitive prototype. And once we achieved that, so that was the first application, we pushed the envelope to essentially build Epic and feature in Jira automatically, and using the scope and the Figma would be iterated. So you have a second part of the application, which is show the Figma to the client, the client give us feedback, our designer make it better. And then we take that Figma clickable prototype and we automatically derive Epic and feature in Jira so that our engineer can essentially get organized faster and develop faster. After that, there was a third, third thing that we did was we decided to, once these tickets were created in Jira, we decided to take the code, auto-generated code that Figma provide for React, plus backend skeleton code generated by several LLM, and we would have essentially skeleton code for the SOW. So we have a meeting with the client. We extract the scope, right, based on that hour meeting, and we make an SOW out of that. Then based on that SOW and the same meeting, we produce a prototype, right, in Figma. Then based on that Figma, we produced a project and its corresponding ticket in Jira.
The entire project management journey that they'll be going through.
That's right.
Okay.
One is it create the SOW. The second one, it creates the UX UI based on the SOW. The third one, it creates the Jira Epic and feature in order to build that project. That's the three things we've created so far. So now what you see is a process that would take us 6 to 8 weeks. You know, in 3 days, we have an SOW, a pretty good clickable prototype, feature and Epic in Jira ready for our development team, and some skeleton code ready to be reviewed and revised by our development team. And essentially, that's speeding up the entire manufacturing process of making a software for our clients. And we applied that not only, you know, for application, but we apply that for our AI dev project and our traditional software project and cloud migration. And that has just resulted, so we built this free thing, and that has resulted in a massive amount of productivity.
Awesome. And there's often a huge gap that we see between just making a tool that is very functional internally, but I'm wondering where the gap is at the moment. Do you plan on taking this to the market and making such a product available to other large organizations that are building? So could you talk a bit about going from that internal lab to actually making a commercial product?
Yeah. So there is a gap for sure. I mean, we started publishing these agents, by the way, on our marketplace, and we're ready to publish those in the Google marketplace. I think the gap is how people are working, right? I mean, and I think, you know, if people are working the same way than we do, then these agents are really useful because we've been working, you know, we're really design focused, right? So when we do a proposal, you know, we start with the design and then we derive everything else, right? Some people are work differently. So basically it's more about training. Like if people work with the same workflow than we do, these agents are really useful. So if you work differently, it's not going to work for this organization. And so we're trying to bridge that gap. I think we've done it for the manufacturing of the UX UI and the SOW. I mean, the rest still has some work to do to make sure that that it fits the engineering part of the company that that uses agent. So that's not quite there yet, but we're getting close. And I think what makes it closer and closer is how good these tools are, right? I mean, they're getting better and better at extracting useful, what I call skeleton code, to help engineer going faster. Still a bit of work there.
And we often focus a lot on how AI can automate these tasks. And as you've mentioned, there is an increased productivity as a result of using both these tools. But I'm curious a bit about when you look at actually making this commercial product, as you roll these out externally as well, how do you see this impacting the jobs and workflows of other people in other organizations? How do you think that's going to change for the better?
For traditional engineering team, the result is, you know, between 10 to 100x productivity. The customer expects that in term, you know, we can do a lot more and a lot faster. You know, if you're talking about the human element, for us, we're developer-centric, right? I mean, like some of our companies may be design-centric, but we have the developer involvement has not changed, but the way of working has changed in the sense that instead of starting from scratch, you start from skeleton code and sometimes pretty advanced set of code that you can use for the application or the project that you're working on. So in some way, you're like you have more of a role of a reviewer and then take that skeleton code to the next level. And what has changed is you know, the developer is still completely necessary in every step of the way, even more so than before. But his role has changed a little bit, in a sense that he or she needs to have a more analytic and reviewing ability of what is already there. And I think that means that, you know, like more likely the developer has more experience in some way. So if you put a junior engineer in the middle of this new process, it's obvious, but you're not going to get the same amount of productivity. But the way the developer is working has changed now, and I think it makes it more interesting for the developer too. So everybody benefits: more productivity, more interesting job, faster, and you know, like for the customer also, like faster delivery.
Yeah, it seems like a win-win-win situation that you're trying to build out, for which will help both the customer and the organizations that actually end up using it. My final question is about the AI itself. Now, looking at back at the whole process and the journey of building this from that simple idea which someone had within the organization to actually going ahead and using that for your own customers, what do you believe was the most important non-technical element that ultimately determined its success? And what do you think that element will be moving forward?
The same than before. I mean, developer have to be creative and to build solutions that resolve real problem. I think with AI, what's interesting is resolving issues as a path where you do a lot of experiments. You know, there's a lot of things, you know, like you don't know if it's going to work, right, sometimes. And so I think you can do a lot more things with AI and resolve a lot more things. You just have to be brave and try a lot. But I think it's the same than before, right? I mean, software before was resolving a lot of issues by being creative, right? And doing new things. And I think incorporating AI in that process, kind of the same. It's just an additional dimension to the work.
Yeah, essentially any AI tool that comes out is as good as the person it's in the hands of at the end of the day. I think that's an interesting note to end on as well. And do we have any sort of timeline to let the people know when this product will be out on the marketplace?
We're pushing one agent. We're pushing two agents, actually, in the marketplace. One for social media and one for, the manufacturing, the process of a project. We'll get those probably end of September, in the marketplace.
Awesome. That's great to hear.